This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Francis of Assisi. There is a passage in the Bible in which Jesus tells his followers that one cannot serve both God and man. How this conviction to serve God was discovered and carried out by Francis, born in about 1181 in the town of Assisi, Italy, has inspired all who struggle with the same question. The parents of Francis lived comfortably, but Francis took no interest in either his father's business or formal education. Having plenty of money, he tried to live out the gallant deeds of chivalry described by the wandering musicians of the times. He had a good voice, and so spent many evenings eating, drinking, and singing with his friends. However, he had a strong sense of charity and would not refuse a request made for the love of God. Once, while he was riding to a battle, dressed in fine armor bought by his father, he met a poorly dressed older knight. Francis was so moved to pity that he insisted they both exchange clothes. He took ill and was not able to fight, but in a dream heard a voice say that he should return home and serve God. Now he had to decide between the battle, glory, wealth, and a title, or God. He made up his mind to return home, and so his search started to find God's will. His father was disgusted with his son, and upon hearing that Francis was associating with the poor and lepers to find God, often bullied and insulted Francis before the family. However, his mother secretly sided with her son and strengthened him with her prayers. One day, as he prayed in church to know God's will, Christ spoke to him through the crucifix. He told Francis to, quote, "Rebuild my church, it is falling down," unquote. Francis, thinking that he was to physically repair the church, went home, took his father's horse, loaded it with silk and velvet from the store, and sold them all. Then he delivered the money to the church's surprised pastor. When the missing horse and cloth was discovered, his father demanded a hearing before the bishop to disinherit his wayward son. Francis consented to this immediately, and on the spot returned all his clothes to his father as final payment for the horse. He became a beggar in Assisi, determined to be the poorest of the poor. On his first day of begging, he was given only table scraps and one blackened cabbage, and went to the village square to eat with the other beggars. "Look at it, brother ass," which is what he called his body. "Look at it, and don't close your eyes while you eat." By the time he finished, Francis had conquered his pride. He started repair work on a church dedicated to the honor of Our Lady of the Angels. The gospel that day directed him to go without sandals, staff, or money to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils, and preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. Joyfully he left behind what little he had and started out. One day a rich man asked to become his companion. Francis agreed only after all his wealth was given to the poor. Slowly the attitude of the people changed. Now they would even leave work to talk to him. When he preached, the churches were packed. Through the power of his example, people who were bitter, indifferent, and mean became gentle and Christian in their conduct. His love for God included all of God's creation. The animals were his brothers and sisters. The birds would stop their chattering when he asked them so he could speak, and he converted a fierce wolf which terrorized a town to become a docile friend of the villagers. Others came to join him in his way of life, as did a woman of 18 named Lady Clare from Assisi. She was admitted under the same rule of complete poverty, chastity, and obedience. She lived apart and attracted other women willing to accept the rule. Their order was called the Poor Clares. That of the men was Friars Minor, meaning least significant. Francis also set rules for lay persons who wished to follow his way of life. Francis found that poverty and earthly possessions was the key in loving God. On a certain day, high church officials had gathered for an evening meal with Francis. He was late because he had been begging bread crusts for himself and his guests. With shame, the guests put away their fine plates and cups and, like him, ate off the bare table. Again, a brother asked for permission to study geography. Francis replied, quote, "Suppose you know all there is to know. Well, One devil alone knows more than all men put together. Yet there is one thing he cannot do, be faithful to God." Unquote. He popularized the Christmas nativity scene and was privileged to actually hold the infant Jesus who appeared to him. Christ's love meant everything to Francis, and he constantly prayed to share in the ultimate act of God's love for men, the passion and suffering of Jesus. This rare privilege was finally granted him when God implanted the wounds of Christ's hands, feet, and side into his own body. Now joy was complete, for he could suffer as did Christ. He enjoyed singing God's praises, and as death neared, he composed a song for his brothers to learn. This is known today as the Canticle of the Son. Francis died in 1226. He was described as the most perfect image of Christ that ever was. His rule has attracted followers to this day, making it the largest religious order in the world. He once said, quote, "We are the minstrels of God, and we ask for no other reward but that everyone does penance and thus learn to live a life of pure joy," unquote.